What is going on, guys? For those of you who do not know me, my name is Eric Roberts, and I'm a real fitness coach who takes pride in being a non-bullshit, non-promotive source of information that you guys can take to hopefully help reach your fitness goals. The reason I say a real fitness coach is because I see a lot of people in this day and age with technology that, not that it's a bad thing, but they're just online coaches. You hear so many and see so many online fitness coaches, online personal trainers, this and that. That's cool and great, but the reason I say a real fitness coach is because I do work with people in real life. I have provided real results in real life to get people. And I think that's important because if you haven't worked with people in real life, if you haven't seen their tendencies, what their daily lives are like, what their kids' schedule is like that throws off their day, that makes them not be able to eat their calories perfectly for the day. Like, if people have not seen this and worked with this in real life, I don't think they're going to be as good of a coach online in some space like this. So that's the reason I say that. What I am creating I'm about to create a four-part video series for you guys, a four-part nutrition hierarchy. So that's what it's going to be called. But it's basically just a four-part nutrition course that's going to be based around hopefully giving you guys a good foundation, a good base of knowledge, a good place to start with your guys' fitness goals. Because as much as you guys want to work out in the gym, and trust me, I'm all for working out in the gym. I'm a fitness coach, that's what I do. But as much as you guys want to work out in the gym and your programs, it's not going to matter unless you guys can get your nutrition down pat. So that being said, the reason I'm creating this is to hopefully help give you guys a good foundational base, so somewhere to look, somewhere to start. So if you want to go over it real quick, so like I said, nutrition hierarchy, right? So basically just think of this as most important to least important, right? So the first one, you can't fuck it up. Just what it says right there. You can't fuck it up. That's what we're going to talk about today. The second part is going to be calories, importance of tracking calories, energy balance, calories in, calories out. You know, how many calories should you eat to lose weight? How many calories should you eat to gain weight? All that kind of stuff. So that'll be in the second video. The third video is going to be more about your macronutrients. So like, you know, carbs, fats, and proteins. What the hell are macronutrients? Again, your goals for fat loss, goals for weight gain. You know, what's the difference between a fat and a carb? Why is there a difference? What is it going to do to your body? All that kind of stuff. And the last one I put up top, and I'm not going to say it's the least important, but it's the least important. And I say that because normally if, you know, one, two, three are in place, number four is going to fall right in place. And that's going to be like your macronutrients, your meal timing, your meal frequency, your vitamins, your minerals, all that kind of stuff. And like I said, if you guys hit these in particular, normally that's just going to fall right in place. But I do still think it is important, so we will talk about it. So I want to touch on the first one right this very second. And that is because, again, working with people in real life, working with people in general, I have found that most people's limiting factor is not that they can't do it. It's not that they don't have enough time. It's not that, you know, they don't have enough money, whatever it is. Most people's limiting factor is themselves, is their minds. Most people do not have the right mental state to be able to start something that is as serious as changing their body to be able to begin and keep going, honestly. Because a lot of people can begin, but not a lot of people can see it through. Not a lot of people can stay consistent. Everybody gets motivated, but who can stay consistent the longest to see results? So that's what we're going to talk about right now. And that's basically what it just says. It's like you can't fuck it up. You can't mess it up. I'm really, really big on people work with me and say we work for, you know, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is. But I'm honestly not worried about that. I'm worried about 40 years, 50 years, 60 years from now. I'm worried about, can you guys learn and sustain these things for the rest of your life? I'm worried about, you know, when you're 80 years old, when you're 70 years old, whatever it is, are you still going to be in the gym squatting? Are you still going to be, you know, hitting your calories? Are you still going to be like eating good? Like, all that kind of stuff is more what I am geared towards personally. I don't really care about you in a 3 month span, a 6 month span, a 9 month span. I want you guys to be healthy and fit for the rest of your life. So for me personally, like, that's the way I look at all of this is you can't fuck it up. Like, a lot of times what happens is when I work with people, or I just see it day in and day out, like, people have one bad meal, or they have one bad weekend, or they miss one workout, and they're like, well, fuck, I fucked it up, you know, I fucked it up, I fucked up my meal, I fucked up my calories, I might as well just, you know, just the rest of the weekend, I might as well just go. Or like, you know what, I skipped my workout Tuesday, and I have to work Wednesday, Thursday, you know, fuck it, I'll just start back on Monday again, I'll start back fresh on Monday. And it's like, that mindset is where you get into trouble, because that mindset doesn't allow you to be consistent. If you have the mindset of like, hey, it's Tuesday, I missed my fucking workout, I can't work out till Friday again, I'll work out Monday, Friday, and I'll run on Saturday, you're still being consistent. You're still following something. You're still doing it as opposed to doing nothing. Something is always better than nothing. It's the same thing with food. Like if you go out on a Saturday night and you have dinner with your, you know, your spouse, your parents, your husband, your wife, your kids, whatever it is, you go out and you have dinner and you end up having a few drinks, an appetizer with nachos, and you have a cheeseburger. It's like most people from there, they go like, well, fuck, I fucked it up. You know, I fucked it up tonight. I'm gonna have to fast all day tomorrow. I'm gonna have to run all day tomorrow to make up these calories. I'm gonna have to do this and do that to make up for it. I fucked it up. I'll start it on Monday. And it's like, that's where you get into trouble, is because you can't ever fuck this up. You can't ever fuck this up because this is forever. This is not this, you know, 3 month span. It's a 50 year span you guys are working with. So that's what I want you guys to start thinking about, is like, and when it's all said and done, after you have that bad meal, after you miss that workout, after you do whatever it is you do that you quote unquote fuck up, you can't fuck it up because it's for the rest of your life. And that's what's important to you guys, is like, the rest of your life is a long fucking time, man. Like, you guys have to start thinking about this like this, because when you start thinking about it like that, you will realize that there's no place to fuck it up, because you just get right back on track the next meal. You get right back on track the next workout. You get right back on track the next day. Like, you guys have to start thinking about it like this. That way when you, because inevitably, nobody is perfect. You are going to fuck up. You're going to have a bad meal. You're going to go over your calories. There might be a week or two you get sick and you can't work out. There might be a week or two where your kids are sick and you have to take them here and there and here and there. You miss your calories. You miss your workouts. You miss everything. Inevitably, that is going to happen, because you guys have responsibilities. You have real lives. You have spouses. You have kids. You have obligations. You have jobs. Every single thing you guys have. So inevitably, something is going to happen where it doesn't go perfect. But when that happens, you guys need to know how to react to that. You guys need to know what to expect from that. Because if you know what to expect and how to react, then you guys have a much better plan for the long run to be consistent. And that's how you guys see results, is getting right back on track the next day, getting right back on track the next meal, the next workout, right back on track. Once you guys can learn in your mind how to be consistent rather than to be perfect, I promise you guys will make much, much, much better results. So that's kind of what I want to say on that. And I want to touch on this too. I was going to draw a picture, but I can't fucking draw, so I'm not going to waste your guys' time. Basically, what you guys should think of this hierarchy as is basically just, you guys are building a foundation. What I refer to is like, you know, you're going to go on a road trip with no roadmap. Like, you guys want to go to Canada, right? So you want to go to Canada. You're like, all right, cool. Let's hop in the car and let's fucking get it. Where the hell do I go? What turn do I make? What road do I go on? Like, you guys have no roadmap to work with to reach your goals. You have to have a plan. Everybody has to have a plan. That plan is different for everybody, but there has to be a plan to follow, something to follow where you can stick to be consistent to see results. So what I want you guys to think of this as, just your roadmap. Just your roadmap to your fat loss, your roadmap to your weight gain, your roadmap to rebuilding your body, building from injury, whatever it is. Think of this kind of nutrition series as that roadmap you guys can use to hopefully help you get a good base and get back to a consistent schedule, because that's what's going to matter, again, over the long period of time. Being consistent is what matters. So that's going to be our first video for today. I want to introduce this to you guys. I wanted to talk about it a little bit. Not long, but I want to talk about it a little bit to kind of set up the rest of the series. So again, like I said, we talked about you can't fuck it up. The next video is going to be calories, the importance of tracking calories, energy balance, all that kind of stuff. And that's going to be important, because I will label out how many calories you should eat for fat loss. I will label out how many calories you should eat for fat or for weight gain, not fat gain, but for weight gain, whatever it is. So we will be talking about that next video. So that's going to be an important video for you guys. So be on the lookout for it. The third video is going to be about your macronutrients, how many carbs, fats, protein you guys should eat within those macros to lose weight, gain weight, whatever it is, what they are, how many calories are in each, all that kind of stuff. So we will be talking about macronutrients right there. And like I said, the last one is going to be your micronutrients, your meal timing, your meal frequency, the stuff that doesn't matter as much but can kind of make the plan up. So kind of finish the plan up, if you want to put it like that. So I hope you guys are excited for this. I hope this series really does give you some value, because that's what I'm trying to do for you guys, is give you guys the most value I possibly can to hopefully help you guys reach your goals. So with that being said, thank you guys for watching this first video. Please be on the lookout for the other video. They should be coming within a week or so. So please be on the lookout for the other video. And until then, I'll see you guys next time.